Elton John and Dua Lipa, Cold Heart. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. And yesterday, we talked earlier this morning about going out on this little adventure, just going out around town and seeing what was around. There was a school bus that was selling coffee. Okay, so it's not really a school bus anymore.
Used to be.
Yes. So we saw this on Facebook, and we're like, we have got to go check this out. So it's called Tin Roof Coffee, and we walked in. Well, first of all, when you look at it from the outside, it's like, okay, that is cool.
Yeah.
And we're not even inside yet.
Yeah.
And so we walk in, and it is just such a cool experience, just walking in the bus.
You know what it looks like when you walk in?
A
looks like
shop?
A coffee shop.
It does.
It's like, I don't know how you can say inside this bus looks just like a coffee shop, but this looks just like a coffee shop.
There's a little seating area. I mean, it was, and so we walk in.
Good music playing. Yeah, it smells.
So we didn't really know what to expect, but there was a line of people. And so we waited in line with the good smells. And so now we'd like to welcome Sarah and Josh Bradford. And you guys are Tin Roof Coffee.
Oh, yeah, we are definitely Tin Roof Coffee.
So how in the world did you even come up with the idea of doing this?
Well, it started as our love for coffee, of course. And one day I was just sitting around bored, and I just had this crazy idea. I was like, what if we had a coffee shop on wheels?
It was seriously one of those, hey, you know what would be cool kind of conversations.
He walked in the door, and I just said, hey, what if we did a coffee shop on wheels? And he was like, what? So it just snowballed from there.
Oh, yeah. Initially, it was going to be one of those larger horse trailers, but we got a killer deal on a bus and went for it. And being into schoolies, one of those school bus conversions, it was a really awesome idea. But yeah.
Well, and the cool thing, too, is that you grew up here in Hardin County.
Oh, yeah. I went to elementary school here. I graduated here in Hardin County. It's home. Yeah.
And so you guys are based out of Bowling Green.
Right, yes. Yeah,
and congratulations, you guys celebrated 1 year of being a company this week.
On the bus. Yes. On the bus. Yeah. We were doing small table setups for festivals and markets.
Yeah, but the bus was the game changer.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. We came out with a big boom. What is it? We did a car lot initially, and then next thing you know, we're doing like hiring events for Lowe's and things along those lines. It was awesome.
So yesterday you guys were set up in the Lowe's here in Elizabethtown, and you do a cool thing. You have an opening time and you have a projected closing time,
yes.
But sometimes you have to close early. Can you explain that?
That's definitely her idea, yeah.
So the bus can only hold so many things.
Yeah.
And because it's a mobile coffee shop, we have to put everything up and take everything down. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't ride like that. So if we load the bus down and then we sell out, if we have to leave to go get more stuff, by the time we've done that, we may as well just go home. Because we used to do that. We used to sleep 2 hours and then go right back to work, and we learned we just can't do that. So
napping is not for my age. No.
So we just go as long as we can and then go back home.
So today, you've decided it went so well yesterday, you're kind of back in home turf here.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to spend another day in Elizabethtown. Where are you going to be set up? Because it's close to Quixie. I love this idea.
I love it, yes.
We are going to be at Lewis Auction Company.
Right across the street, actually. What's the address on?
He got me. He got me.
I can tell you I'm looking at it right now from the studio. I can't read the numbers on Lewis Auction Company building,
but it's right across the street from us.
The good news is that Bobby Dobson, owner of Lewis Auction Company, is very civic-minded. And somebody said, hey, maybe you guys should set up downtown.
Yes.
And Bobby goes, give them my phone number. And then you guys talked.
We did. Yep.
So this is just great. So Bobby's going to let you guys set up in his lot, and you're going to be there starting open at what time?
10 a.m.
Yep. At 228 West Dixie Avenue.
228 West Dixie Avenue in E-Town. And folks can't miss it because it is literally a bus.
It's a billboard.
It's huge. The color scheme on it's great. Who came up with the actual look of everything? Was this a cooperative between the two of you?
It came down to what we were able to do at the time.
Yeah, I created the logo. Yeah. It's a coffee ring. A lot of people don't. Okay, good. There we go.
Yes.
On our actual logo, you can see it a bit more. It's like when you set your coffee cup down and it
without
splashes.
Without a coaster.
Yeah. Yes.
I did that this morning.
That's that. And the trees, you know, it's just that rustic, comforting home feeling. So.
Yeah.
Well, it is definitely a really cool experience. I mean, Brian and I talked about it all day yesterday.
We were so excited for you guys.
Back and forth. Like, that was such a cool thing. I mean, that was just so cool. And then when we found out you were staying, we're like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. We get coffee again tomorrow. And Brian's not even a coffee drinker.
No, but I'm gonna have a chai with you guys.
Well, we do any flavor on the board without coffee, if you like.
Oh.
Yeah, the magic milks, you can get them blended or iced. Yeah.
Explain magic milk, because that just sounds fantastic.
So it started out as for the kids, of course. Some people don't want their kids to have coffee, but they can get it iced or frozen, and it allows them to have a drink with their parents and, you know, not be left out. Any flavor on the menu. But if you're an adult and you don't want to whisper magic milk, because some people feel silly saying it, you can just order it without the coffee. But we do have grown men who order magic milks.
Yeah, well, let me get a cookies and cream malt.
Yeah.
Magic milk, you know?
I'm not a bit afraid to say magic milk.
Please
I'm
do.
I'm going to come over there and say that to them.
And the varieties of flavors that you have. So you have a board in there that has all the flavors that you can get. Kind of explain something, because there's some unique
that's
ones out there.
Well,
right there.
I'm hungry all the time. It all originated really from being cooks and just really loving every ingredient we use, and we put that into our coffee. There's things I like, and I turn it into a coffee, basically.
Yeah, but, she came up with a peach cobbler one, and that was just really awesome.
There's a secret menu, too. So we actually have double the flavors that's on the board.
Basically, if you can come up with it, if you see the ingredients there, you can do it.
We can probably make it.
We had a customer come in for the, the bananas?
Bananas Foster, because they saw bananas on our refrigerator,
for
and
lunch.
That's a drink
now. It was ours. We got that for us. And next thing you know, we sold out of bananas. I didn't get one that day. No.
All right, so Tin Roof Coffee, they're going to be set up across the street. It is actually right across the street from Sicilian Bank next door to us. So Dixie Highway and just down from downtown E-Town. So go out and see them 10 o'clock until you sell out.
Basically,
That's it.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. It was so nice to meet you and nice to experience your coffee yesterday. Looking forward to what I'm going to get today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.